This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue is a unique initiative to involve the country's youth in the nation's development journey. Mr. Modi today shared an article written by the Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports, Raksha Kharse, on the National Youth Festival 2025 and the Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue. He said the program seeks to channel the energy, creativity and leadership of young minds to realize the vision of a Vikasit Bharat. Prime Minister Modi will interact with 3,000 young leaders at the Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi tomorrow on the occasion of National Youth Day. During the event, the young leaders will showcase their presentation on their vision for Vikasit Bharat to the Prime Minister. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering. Addressing the first day of Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue in New Delhi, Union Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia highlighted that the event is in line with the Prime Minister's Independence Day call to engage 1 lakh youth in politics without political affiliations. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has pointed out that transparency and public accountability in conducting examinations and interviews must not only be fair but also be seen as fair. He was speaking in Bengaluru today after inaugurating the 25th National Conference of Chairpersons of State Public Service Commissions. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said there has been a sevenfold increase in the seizure of drugs in the last 10 years. He said the fight against drugs has gained new strength under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership. Chairing the Regional Conference on Drug Trafficking and National Security in New Delhi, Mr. Shah said drugs worth more than 56,800 crore rupees were disposed of over the last 10 years. He highlighted that drugs worth more than 16,900 crore rupees were seized in 2024, marking the largest figure since independence. Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnav today visited the Centre for Advanced Computing Development, CEDAC, in Pune and reviewed the work being done in relation to the development of chips and other technical equipment required for the development of supercomputer technology and the production of electronic equipment useful to other industrial companies. He inaugurated the Tejas AIS-64 chip developed by CEDAC and the Nova Development Board. Later, interacting with the media, Mr. Vaishnav said an electronic cluster will be set up in Ranjangaon to develop chips and semiconductors required for electronic companies. The Union Minister also visited the Film and Television Institute of India in Pune today and interacted with the students of the institute. Mr. Vaishnav inaugurated the main auditorium on the campus of the institute. The BJP has claimed that according to the CAG report, the Delhi liquor scam has caused a revenue loss of over 2,000 crore rupees. Addressing media at party headquarters, senior party leader Anurag Thakur alleged that Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal is the kingpin of the liquor scam. He said today, Aam Aadmi Party has no answer to Delhi's broken roads, dirty water, rising electricity bills, mountains of garbage and pollution. Meanwhile, Aam Aadmi Party leader Priyanka Kakkar refuted BJP's allegation and claimed that the leaked CAG report was fake. She said no proof was found against Mr. Kejriwal in the alleged scam. In Assam, almost after 144 hours of the Umrangso coal mine tragedy, the rescue team retrieved 3 bodies from the quarry this morning. The coal miners were trapped inside the 3-kilo coal quarry in Umrangso in Dimahasao district on Monday morning after a sudden gush of water flooded the site. 5 miners are still missing. Navy, Army, NDRF, SDRF, ONGC, Coal India and District Administration are working jointly to trace and rescue the remaining miners. In Malaysia Open Badminton, the Indian pair of Sattvik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty faced a defeat against South Korean duo of Seo Seung-jae and Kim Won-ho in the semi-final of men's doubles in Kuala Lumpur today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.